Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank God for another blessed day. Like the songwriter we're going to listen to this morning said, God's mercies kept us, so we wouldn't let go. Today, I want you to worship God. I want you to praise Him and honor Him for another day that He has made. And I want to welcome you to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. God's mercies kept us. And if you surrender to Him, it's going to keep you safe throughout this day. Because He's our strength. He's our refuge. He's everything we want Him to be. And even though sometimes, like the song, we almost let go. And sometimes we just feel like we can't go through the errors and the issues that life brings our way. But today we're going to rejoice in the Lord. And we're going to give God thanks because He have never let us go. He have always been there for us so we can praise Him. I want to remind you that I'm Dr. Victoria Haddad, the first lady and co-pastor of the Elium Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. And my desire is to pray and to seek God and to grow and to become the woman of God I'm destined to become. And I'm praying the same thing for you, that you don't let go, but you become the man or woman or child or whatever of God that you are destined to become. Because God have great plans for you and great call upon your life. Our scripture today will be taken from Romans 12 verse 2. And it reads, and be not conformed to this world. You can't be conformed if God came and take all of us. But be not conformed to this world. But be He transformed by the renewing of your mind. That He may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are here because God kept us because of His good and perfect will towards our life. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for another day. We thank You for another blessing. We thank You, Lord God, for another anointing. And as we go through this day, God, we are joining with the song where God kept us, God. Keep us safe. Cover us under Your blood. Watch over us, God. Be our protector. Be our guide. Be our way maker. Be all, God, all that we desire for You to be, God. God, we also remember the plans You have for us. It's Your desire, God, to bless us. It's Your desire to strengthen us. It's Your desire to keep us safe. Oh, Father God, from everything that can go wrong. But God, help us not to let go, like the songwriter said. But help us, God, to hold on to You, to keep on praying, keep on trusting You, keep on believing You, keep on letting You have Your free will in our life, God. Help us not to wander away from You, but to remember that, God, whatever comes our way, You can keep us close. You can keep us and not let us let go of You, Jesus. And God, Your mercies, hallelujah, Jesus, have kept us. That's why we are even here today, because of Your grace, because of Your mercy. Because, God, if it had not been for You, we would not be here. If it had not been for You, God, we don't even know what would have happened to us, God. But You have been so good to us because of Your grace towards us. And God, we thank You for Your scripture in Romans 12 verse 2, God, where You reminded us that be not conformed to this world. Help us not to conform to this world, not to put so much hope in this world than we put in You, God. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord God, not to love the world more than we love You. Not to love the things of this world more than we love You. But help us, Lord God, to remember that You are God of strength that can do for us more than we can do for ourselves. Help us to remember that You are our refuge, a God who is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, to protect us, to cover us under the blood. Oh God, to be with us even when we don't even know what's coming around the corner. But God, help us to believe, God, that the plans you have for us is more than the plans we even have for ourselves. Because you have never let us go, God. You have always been there for us. And so, Lord God, help us to remember that you are God who's able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, we are asking you today, God, help us not to be conformed to this world, but help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Let our mind be focusing on you. Our mind remember that you are God of our strength and our refuge. In time of trouble, you will help us to withstand everything that comes our way that's not perfect. You are able, God, to purge us and make us more like you, Jesus. You said that you may prove what is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we can know that you can do the good in our life. Sometimes we don't even know what is good, but you know, God, the path that you have for us, the things that you have for us, God. We want you, God, to go ahead of us as we go through this day, God, and help us to have a good day. Be over us, God. Watch us and keep us safe from danger. Seen and unseen. Help us, God, not to make bad decisions, but help us to trust you more so now than ever before. Help us to surrender to you. Help us to lean upon you. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting you. Keep on believing you, that God, you can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves, because of the desire you have for us. You want to keep us safe. And so, God, we are asking you, God, help us to prove what is good, God, because of your good work in us today. Help us, God, to have a great day. And God, help us, God, to have acceptable moments. Oh, God, acceptable things. Things that are pleasing to you, God. Things that are pleasing and doing good for us as well, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to do things that cause create problem in our family. Problem in our church, problem in you, God. Remove all of those and set us on fire for you, God, with anointing power that would take over our life and transform us into the people of God we are destined to become. God, keep us, God, safe in you. Help us to be perfect, God. We want to be perfect because, God, you desire for us to be perfect. And God, you have the power to help us to be perfect. You have the power, God, to bring perfection in our life, perfection spiritually. Oh, God, through us, God, you have the power to transform us so that the will of God can be completed in our life, Lord Jesus. And so, God, we are praying today, God, for good, acceptable, and perfect will of God to take hold of our life. Oh, God, like the songwriter said, we won't let go of you because, God, we are connected with you. Keep us praying. Keep us connected. Keep us under the fire of God, where the power of God will move through our life, will move through us, will move, God, through every ears of our life, so we don't fail you. We don't go short. We don't disappoint you, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to get so caught up in the things of this world that we lose focus on you. Help us not to give up on you, not to forget that you are God, not to forget that you created us, not to forget the suffering you died in this world, to prove to us that you are able, God, to do great things for us. Help us not to forget what you can do, God. And as we go through this day, let the power of God take hold of us. Charge us up, God. Set us on fire for you. Anointed for you. Help us, God, not to forget you as we go through this day. Oh, Father God, but help us to pray more so than ever before. Read more so than ever before. Sing more so than ever before. Worship you more than ever before. And God, so that your will can be done in us. Because like the songwriter said, you kept us, God. Cover us under your blood. Cover our family under your blood. Cover our church family under your blood. Cover our pastors under your blood. Cover our leaders under your blood. God, let each and every one of us know that the power of God has proven to be good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And because of that, we can celebrate today, because you is our refuge and strength. You are God who can do for us more than we can even do for ourselves. And so we thank you for everything today. because you are a wonderful God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for another prayer. And God, we thank you for everyone that listened to this prayer podcast. That God, you will touch each and every one of them. And you see every need and every area that they need improvement intervene in your life. And God, send them a blessing and a help and a deliverance that they never thought possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you who are listening to this podcast. Have a great day. Bye-bye.